We're looking at how we respond to committing and sustaining an energy when we're not getting instant gratification, when we're required to play the long game, right? And go the distance, and how we, you know, support ourselves, what we need in order to be able to sustain our energy, to maintain a commitment, a disciplined approach, right? To building and creating the vision that we say we desire. Welcome, beautiful soul, to the Weaving the Wild podcast. In this space, we are reclaiming and remembering the wildish wisdom and knowledge that lies deep within our bones, and reconnecting to those parts of ourselves that are both ancient and familiar. We talk about it all, awakening our collective wildness and dropping back into our bodies, honoring our cyclical rhythms, connecting to our roots, embracing our intuitive nature, and living embodied within the feminine. I'm Rachel Hodgins, and I'm honored to be walking this path beside you. Let's dive in. Hey, beautiful soul. Welcome back to the Weaving the Wild podcast. I'm going old school. I think that a few of you are going to be quite excited to kind of click on this episode, because I know a lot of you miss the regular moon readings and updates. And I felt kind of called today just to sit down and just share what's on my mind and the energy around this upcoming new moon in Capricorn. There's a lot, so much to unpack and so much to sort of touch on. And I think I've done so in different ways, sort of focusing on different things in different places. So I'm going to talk about that towards the end of other ways that you can kind of dive deeper into this. But in this episode, I really just kind of want to invite you in to a deep breath. That's really what this particular moon feels like to me. And I think it's the medicine that Capricorn offers when we tune into its higher vibration. It is such a deeply grounded, anchored feeling. Capricorn is an earth sign, very much concerned about the tangible material world in which we live and engage with. Capricorn is all about the action that we can take within this material world, so the tangible steps and action we take, and in how aligned it is with our values and therefore in our integrity and with our sense of purpose. And when we're walking in such a way and living in such a way where every step we take, every choice we make, big or small, you know, difficult or easy, when we are living and walking in a way where we are making these choices from a place that's deeply anchored and aligned with our authentic truth and sense of right and wrong, and just aligned with our true north, right? Life feels like a deep inhale and exhale. There is still a sense of ease, even in the times of difficulty and challenge and turbulence. There is still a depth that we have within us that kind of really gives us that sense of groundedness and therefore a sense of softness. It's like those deep roots that allow our upper limbs as trees to kind of move and sway with the breeze, right? Because we've got those deep roots to anchor us. So I want you to breathe that in. Wherever you are, however you're feeling, whatever life circumstances have thrown at you right now, can you take a deep breath and soften? Can you allow your feet to fall upon the earth? Can you just land here for a moment? This new moon to me feels really special. It feels truly like the real new year portal. You know, we have January 1st, I say in quotation marks. I shared in, you know, my last solo episode, I actually really love January, and I love kind of the new year and the shift into a new kind of calendar year. It's just one of many cycles that we live and follow and embody as humans on this earth, right? Even if it is a man-made cycle, right? Following the calendar year. I love January. I love that sort of line in the sand that we collectively draw and acknowledge as a society and a collective. And yet, right, we are part of many cycles. There are cycles within cycles, right? And I really do feel that this Capricorn new moon that comes, you know, a little bit into January in 2024, it's really what is offering us the opportunity to plant new seeds. And that's why over the last few weeks, I've kind of been inviting you to get really intentional about your energy, to start getting clear, to do that work of kind of reflecting and integrating the year that has been, and then starting to set your sights ahead. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to set intentions, right, at the very, very start of January. So if you got to January 1st and you were like, I can write this down, but it, you know, doesn't really feel alive. Or maybe you were really just like, I don't know. I don't really have anything right now, to be honest. That's more than okay. It is all about sort of the invitation of tuning in to you, what's present within you and what's present around you, right? And seeing how the energies within and without speak to each other, and how, you know, each energy, both within you and around you, be that the season, be that the phase of the moon or whatever it may be, what these energies are kind of like pulling, the threads that they're kind of pulling, and what that means for you specifically. However, I say all that. So if you do kind of find that you've entered the new year slow, that you've entered the new year kind of without a whole lot of like clarity or motivation or inspiration, you're not alone, my love. Of course you're not. You're never alone. And it's more than okay. And if you have entered the new year full of inspiration, full of like clarity and direction and motivation, that's fantastic too, right? It's all about just really, really kind of not just owning, but being really super present and curious about what's weaving within you and around you at this particular moment. But all of that to say is we entered the new year kind of at this sort of strange energy where, you know, yes, it's January 1st. Yes, we're consciously, collectively ticking over into a new year, but there's nothing active, so to speak, that's, you know, starting or beginning, that's really kind of like activating our energy. There weren't any particular transits, so to speak. There's things either side of January 1st that were kind of happening, you know, Jupiter shifting direct and things like that. But ultimately, this new moon in Capricorn on the 10th or 11th, depending on where you are in the world, this is our first real sort of activation and event. And I think it's really, really interesting in the way that Capricorn energy is really very present and important for us right now at this time of year. Capricorn, I've said it in other places, I'll say it here as well. I really do believe it's Capricorn energy that we are tuning into and that we are talking about when we speak of New Year energy. So when we, you know, are talking about New Year and we associate it with things like, you know, setting your goals, you know, like looking at where do you want to be? What do you want to have done or achieved by the end of this year? What action is it that you're committing to? You know, what are your goals that you're committing to? All of this is Capricorn energy, right? So if talking about January 1st and the Gregorian calendar year doesn't really resonate with you, and it's never like that doesn't make sense for you as to like why you should, you know, focus on goals or focus on long-term visions or, you know, practical action that you could take, just throw that out the window. Throw January 1st and the calendar out the window if you like. But Capricorn season, Capricorn energy is what is actually present and weaving and creating that kind of momentum, even if you don't feel the momentum. And that's actually one of the key reasons why I wanted to sit down and actually record this episode today, is this point around the fact that Capricorn season is, you know, where we find ourselves when we begin a new calendar year. Every year, this energy is present. It doesn't change, you know, in the sense that every year on January 1st, we are in the middle of Capricorn energy. The sun enters Capricorn, you know, around the 20, I'm just going to say the 21st, 22nd, depends on where you are in the world. The same day as the solstice, the December solstice. And it extends, it stays there until, you know, later in the month in January as well, around the same date, until it moves into Aquarius. So really, we have this like a week or two leading up to January 1st of Capricorn energy. And then these, you know, 2 or 3 weeks as well into January each year of Capricorn energy. And this is an energy that is slow and steady, but very deeply grounded in action and in creating a sense of direction and focus and, dare I say it, discipline. And the reason why I think this is really interesting, and even, you know, when I brought up before around, even if you're not feeling the momentum in your life, it's still important to be aware of how you're working with Capricorn energy, because that's the point. If we take away the whole concept of this being around the time of the new year, this is essentially just another zodiacal season, right? It's the same as if, you know, we had just entered into Gemini season or Cancer season. It's an extended period of time of a few weeks where we're being invited to look at how we kind of embody this energy in our lives and in our own beings, where we are aligning or attaching to a lower vibration, where we have blocks to this particular energy, and how clearing that might help us to really align with the higher vibration of this energy. And that's exactly that. There's no difference here. It's exactly what happens while we are in Capricorn season. So throughout this time, right, for end of December through most of January, we're being invited to look at our relationship with work, with discipline, with dedication. We're looking at our relationship to time and longevity, long-term visions and projects and goals. We're looking at how we respond to committing and sustaining an energy when we're not getting instant gratification, when we're required to play the long game, right? And go the distance, and how we, you know, support ourselves, what we need in order to be able to sustain our energy, to maintain a commitment, a disciplined approach, right, to building and creating the vision that we say we desire. And that's why Capricorn is so beautifully associated with goals, like long-term goals. It's not just about the vision. It's about setting practical, tangible kind of signposts or stepping stones, you know, along the way to create that vision. So I say all of this because maybe you reach January 1st feeling that energy, you feel actually quite inspired, you feel like motivated to like set intentions, to set some goals, you know. That's why at this time of year, for those of us who do feel inspired, we feel like ready to commit, you know, to take action. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to show up. Whether or not we sustain that, that's a different story, right? But if we're working consciously with Capricorn, we have the opportunity to rewrite some patterns where we're not sustaining things. But it's also why at this time of year, you might be feeling really flat or really kind of like not inspired, not particularly able to take action because you're not even clear or sure what that action is. And if that's the case, Capricorn's actually inviting you to start actually really, really getting clear. So before we take action, we have to be clear on what this action is for, right? There's no point. Like Capricorn is a very linear energy. It's very, very linear. So it's asking you first, what is it that you desire? What is that big picture? What is your vision, your ultimate vision? If we're going one step further, Capricorn is about legacy. So what is the legacy you wish to leave? What is the imprint that you wish to leave upon this earth when you are no longer here in your material form? What is it, right? What's your legacy that you are building? And then when we take that legacy, we can look at the vision, right? What is the vision of this legacy? What is the vision that I desire to live and embody in my time here? So if you think of like legacy as the thing that we leave, the moment we leave this earth, that's what is left behind is our legacy. Oh my God, this is a whole conversation. the way I really see it is our legacy is not something that's like just the sum of like a handful of specific achievements or things that we have done. Our legacy is the sum of every single day that we have breathed upon this earth. Our legacy is our lifetime. And so there's no way that we can rush. There's no way that we can like rush forth and like establish our legacy. A legacy isn't something that's created overnight or over a few months. Our legacy is the thing, the imprint that we leave behind after us. And so everything we do, every choice that we make, every step we take each and every day is accumulating. It is being woven into and is creating the sum of our legacy, right? So we can set our legacy aside, so to speak. We can think, what is our legacy that I want? What's the legacy that I want to leave, right? What is the imprint that I would like to leave behind? And then all we have to do really is ensure that at any moment, at any opportunity that we have a decision to make, a choice to make, whether it's do I drink tea or coffee, whether it's do I walk past that piece of litter or do I pick it up, whether it's, you know, do I speak this way to this person or do I use these words to this person, however, whatever situation or dynamic you are kind of, you know, facing in any particular moment, if you are making the choice that is in the most integrity, that is most aligned to your most authentic sense of value, of right and wrong, and your true north, what matters most to you, what you hold most important, then your legacy is going to be reflective of what you most want it to be, right? If you live an intentional life, then your legacy is going to reflect that intention. That's just what naturally happens. But then if we step back one step further, our legacy is what's left behind when we are no longer here. But what's the vision that you wish to experience while you are here? What is your vision for this life that you get to live and experience? That's your big picture, right? And then from there, if you have the vision, you can start to pinpoint the details a little bit. And then as you're pinpointing these details, they become your goals. I talk about this a lot more in depth within this month's class within the membership, which is called the Goal Setter class. We dive deeper into the difference between vision and goals. We dive deeper into Capricorn energy as well and all sorts of things. It's amazing. You'll love it. I will pop the link in the show notes for how you can access that class. But ultimately, your goals are the means for you to create your vision. And if you don't know what your vision is, then you're not going to really know what steps to take, right? You're going to feel a bit lost. You're going to feel a bit lacking direction. And so if you're feeling a bit uninspired, a bit unmotivated, if you're a bit lost right now, you have an invitation to work with Capricorn energy in order to ground slowly, consciously, and learn your direction, discover your direction. How do we do that? We grow slow. We stop rushing. We become really, really present. And we ask ourselves important questions. Questions like, where am I feeling burnt out? Where am I feeling uninspired? Where am I taking action in a way that is sort of dependent on my reputation? Where am I making choices in order to look good, to appear successful, rather than choices out of integrity and alignment? And as you're asking yourself these questions, for example, where am I feeling burnt out? If you're feeling really depleted, if you're feeling like there's particular things that have just sucked the soul out of you, sucked that life force out of you, then that's your direction, my love. That's your work right now, is to tend to these things. To clear, one of the beautiful lessons of Capricorn is to clear the clutter and anywhere that your energy and focus is being diluted. But something that's really, really important that I really want you to breathe into here, and this is like crucial to Capricorn energy, and it's why I think it's so beautiful that we start this year, right, our each calendar year in Capricorn energy, And it's this. Capricorn does not want us to rush. Capricorn does not give a shit how quickly you can climb a mountain. It doesn't really matter to it if you take one misstep because you were not looking or because you were doing your best to get to the top as fast as you could, that you weren't really paying attention to where you were placing your feet. You're just going to slide back to the bottom again, right? You're probably going to hit a few bumps on the way. Capricorn doesn't care how fast you go. Capricorn cares about how you walk. Capricorn wants you to do things properly. If something's worth doing, it's worth doing well, is Capricorn's motto. And so there's the invitation at this time of year, and something to really feel into as we're leading into this new moon, where, as I said, Capricorn is not asking us to rush anything. Instead, it's inviting us to be very slow and steady and considered in our next steps. And that's the energy that Capricorn invites us to bring to our new year intentions, if we're setting them, or in this case, our new moon intentions. Rather than going big and bold, doing some crazy big leap, right? That's not really the medicine of a Capricorn new moon. It's definitely much more of a Sagittarius vibe. But Capricorn's asking us, okay, what can you commit to? If you know your big picture, if you know your long-term goal, what's it going to take to get there? And what is it that you can commit to in a sustainable way, in a consistent way, that's going to be able to build over time? I'll give you an example. Back at the start of last year, we got an exercise bike, which I never thought I would use. Bo got it for himself, but it ended up that I was actually using it more. And the first time I got on it, I did like, I don't know, maybe like 8Ks or something on it. And I was kind of like each day consistently like riding 10Ks on this exercise bike. Now, I don't even know if that's a lot or not, probably not. But for me, as someone who's like always struggled with like regular movement, riding 10Ks on the exercise bike, that felt like a decent achievement for myself. And then after a while, I kind of fell off the bandwagon and I wasn't doing it. And I realized after a few months, the thing that was stopping me actually just getting back on the bike was the fact that I couldn't bring myself to commit to 10Ks. It seemed hard and I didn't feel like it. And I didn't feel like I even had it in me anymore. I kind of lost that fitness. And so I didn't do it. And then eventually I just got to a point where I was like, Rach, what if you just did 2Ks? Like, what if you just got on the bike and aimed for 2 kilometers? And so I did. And I think when I first got back on it, I think I did 3Ks. And I did that for a few days. And over time, I was able to do a few more and a few more. And I built my capacity once again, right? I built that strength and tolerance. And so my question here, I suppose, is what's your equivalent of 2Ks? You know, when you look at your goals, your long-term vision, Capricorn's not asking you to leap from here to there, from this current reality to your big picture, to your long-term goal. There's a reason why it's a long-term goal, right? Because it's gonna take time. These things will take time. That's Capricorn's jam, right? It's not about this instant success, instant gratification. He does not give a shit. He cares about the things that actually require time, that require your commitment, that require your hard work and dedication. That holds meaning to Capricorn. That's important to Capricorn. So it's not about, you know, as I said, jumping from one point to another, but how you can incrementally build yourself towards that longer term vision. And so, yeah, what's your equivalent of 2Ks? What is the goal that's calling to you? What's the vision that's calling to you? And what are the smaller steps, you know, the short term actions that you can commit to, that you can achieve? Okay, so as I said, this new year energy and leaning into this new moon energy, it's not about rushing. There is no urgency here. So I want you to breathe into that. Where you are does not require urgent action. It does require action. Capricorn does request that of us, but it does not require a sense of rushing. Slow and steady here, guys. So as we do near this new moon in Capricorn, I want you to get really clear. I want you to create some clarity around where you are right now and where you want to go. Where you are and where you want to go. And the intentions that you're being asked to set, the seeds that you are being asked to sow, is actually turning your vision into tangible action, into practical action and steps. So the intentions that you're planting are the intentions of the action you are going to take. And then as this new moon grows and we start to see its first slither of light in the sky, that is where the energy is starting to build a little more in momentum and where you are being called to begin that action, to begin to cultivate and grow and build upon this intention and desires that you are seeding right now. Now, there is still the opportunity, because this is a dark moon, right? A new moon, when we're generally speaking, talking about a new moon, we are also talking and speaking of the dark moon phase. Like, as I just alluded to then, that's always like the first crescent that we see in the sky. That comes a day or two after the new moon itself. But we have this phase of the dark moon, which actually spans about 3 days either side of the official like beginning, the start, the death of one lunar cycle and the start of a new, right? So in the last day or two leading up to this new moon, we are in the depth of the old lunar cycle, the final days of the waning moon. And this is the crone phase. This is the ultimate surrender, the death. And we have an opportunity leading into this Capricorn new moon to really shed those final remnants of the year that's been, of 2023, before stepping into a new cycle. And I say that because, you know, I think you've probably heard about that already with the new year and everything, of letting go of the old in order to invite the new. But I've really been feeling that call, and it's something that I've been encouraging everyone as well to lean into, is taking your time with the integration part, the integration sort of phase, I suppose you could say, of this process of ending one year and beginning the next. And I've really felt myself, like, even like this first week into January, there's still been a sense of like reflective energy of like really just like allowing the old to settle, really looking back and reflecting on what 2023 was for me. Like, what did I gain? What did I learn? What am I leaving behind? Really, really reflective sort of energy, and integrative energy. So allowing myself to just really settle into and receive and integrate the lessons, the inner insight and knowledge that I've gained over the last 12 months before actually stepping forth and really kind of enacting any sort of action plan or setting any real specific goals or intentions for the year ahead. And I think that that's a lot of Capricorn wisdom as well, and a lot of how Capricorn is playing out. It's asking us to take our time. It's asking us to really be sort of conscious and deliberate in how we are kind of anchoring into this space that we find ourselves, and taking our time to integrate what we've learned and who we are now before stepping forth into the next phase. So allow yourself that opportunity in this dark moon phase, and even over the new moon. You know, the death is the rebirth and vice versa. So this is a time of endings and beginnings, right? Of death and rebirth. That's what the new moon, dark moon phase is. So I want you to give space for that. If you're wanting like a really helpful, tangible tool to do that, I highly recommend my 2024 vision book because it's split in two parts. So there's the part one, which is all about the reflection and integration of the year that's been. And there's some really powerful kind of not just prompts, but practices and different lenses and ways of looking and viewing at the year that you've experienced, including the seasonal flow and cycle. So there's a whole section and the sort of part to the book that allows you to really dive deep and integrate in that way. And then part two is all about envisioning what is to come in 2024. And, you know, that includes both like the sort of dreaming up and the magic of it all, as well as really practical practices and prompts as well. So definitely check out, if you haven't already, check out the 2024 vision book. It's still available. Or if you are inside the membership, it is there for free inside the portal for you, along with our womb visioning journey to go along with it. It's so potent and powerful. And even though we're not technically at the start of January anymore, as I said, this energy really feels like the new year portal, the real new year portal, the opportunity where we're really starting to like properly receive the seeds and begin to sow them now. Now that doesn't mean, I just have to say it in case I haven't already said it enough, that doesn't mean that even on this new moon, you should be feeling a certain way, or you should be feeling starting to feel motivated now or inspired or ready to take action. You might still feel quite tired. You know, there's other transits that are going on right now that are probably also creating a little bit of confusion or a bit of tiredness as well. But what I do think you'll find that if you're working with this moon consciously, and if you're working with Capricorn energy consciously, you'll probably start to find that a little bit of clarity starts to land, and a little bit of a sense of direction starts to drop for you, where you start to feel sort of like the kind of light open in a certain area. That's the image that I'm receiving, or like the needle on your compass that's kind of been wavering and spinning around about the place starts to grow still and land on a certain point, and you start to know, oh, okay, this is the direction. Even if you're not super clear on what the path to that direction looks like or what steps you need to take, you might find you start to receive that sense of clarity. And then as we have this new moon, we start to sow those seeds of intent. That's when the energy itself will begin to build, where we will find, you know, again, working consciously with it, that when we choose to align with this energy, we can start to take some aligned action. And that action alone, small is all it needs to be. But if we are taking any kind of aligned action, that in itself will begin to build the momentum. Something I invite you as well to kind of feel into, not just this new moon, but for the duration of Capricorn season, because we still have a few weeks left of it, even after this new moon, that we'll be working with this energy, is to really kind of recognize where you may be not just able to kind of align with Capricorn's higher vibration and energy, but also to witness where you may be aligning with its lower vibrations. And I tend to kind of break Capricorn's shadow into two sort of forms that it can take, and that's either in excess or deficient energy. So excess Capricorn energy can be like overwork, overcommitment, like a hardness to it, and kind of a sense of losing its sense of why, I suppose. Its action comes not from a place of centered integrity or truth or heart. It's lost its heart. And instead, it's just doing. Sometimes that doing comes from a sense of needing a sense of power, a sense of success that comes from the validation of others rather than its own internal compass. But that's kind of Capricorn in excess in a nutshell. And you might kind of notice that in yourself if you're experiencing burnout, if you're feeling really kind of uninspired, or find yourself kind of just on the hamster wheel, I suppose, in the run of the mill, you're just doing without really feeling attached or resonating with the action and with your life, I would say. The other form that this can take is like a deficiency in Capricorn energy and wisdom. And that can look kind of lackluster. It can lose, you know, lack structure, focus, certainly lacking action in our life. It can look a bit like laziness. There's a lot of ways that this energy can take, but mostly the way it sort of appears in our life is we feel directionless, and we feel kind of an aversion or resistance or simply unable to take action. And so we find ourselves just stuck in this same place, and have a whole host of stories as to why that is. Now, I go much deeper into the deficiency and excessive sort of side of Capricorn energy within the masterclass this month inside the membership. So if you're interested to learn more about literally just diving deeper into Capricorn energy, because it's such a powerful energy. It's a really, really important energy to not only understand, but I want to say, I almost wanted to say to get right. Like, it's an energy that's important to understand in order to fully appreciate and embody truly and fully in our life. And it's I think an energy that's easy to misinterpret. And so I kind of wanted to kind of clear up some of that within our class this month, but also invite you into a deeper relationship with Capricorn and setting goals for yourself, as well as holding a really beautiful dance between working hard towards your vision and living softly and sort of in attunement and alignment to your own cyclical flow. So think deeper alignment and longevity to whatever it is that you seek to commit yourself to. You're going to want to sit in on this one if you struggle to commit or sustain energy, if you feel lacking in clarity or motivation, or if you find that you flip-flop between like structure and discipline in your life and then feminine flow, which is, I think, something that a lot of us are really finding it difficult to blend, is the dance between the masculine, so to speak, right? And having this like outward approach, structure, discipline, able to like actually commit and stay firm in a linear sort of world, and honoring our cyclicity, honoring flow and fluidity, and actually just enjoying life, finding pleasure and joy, enjoyment in our life, whilst working towards something, how to be deeply present in our life whilst working towards something. This is kind of nuances that I think a lot of people have reached, like this point where they're ready to embody the nuance, and they just haven't realized it yet. And that's why they find themselves flipping between, you know, all or nothing within the two. And so if you're interested in getting access to this class, it drops inside the portal of the membership just in time for the new moon. So you'll be able to use this class as part of your new moon ritual, or even, you know, in the days leading up or past it, you'll be able to really dive into this energy and use it to help you integrate and sort of create that energy to create that vision and direction moving forward from here. The link for that will be below. You can join the membership at any time. You can cancel any time. And if you jump in now, you are going to be front and center for some massive, beautiful shifts and upgrades that are coming very, very soon for the membership. Okay, my loves, I'm going to leave it here. I just wanted to drop in and chat with you. I wanted to talk about Capricorn because I love Capricorn. Capricorn rules my first house. I have a Capricorn rising sign. And I just deeply, deeply feel this energy at this time of year. And I think there is so much for us to receive from it. As I said, it's a deep, deep inhale and a slow exhale. You don't have to rush. You don't have to push where you are. All you need to do is begin to align, my love. Grow present in your actions. Be intentional with your next steps. That's all you need to do. And this new moon will guide you. It will guide you in where to go next, in what steps and actions are going to move the needle for you and going to draw you forth onto your unfurling path. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what's up for you and whether this episode really landed or kind of clarified anything for you. You can shoot me a message over on Instagram. I love chatting with you. If this episode has felt supportive, it would mean the world if you took a screenshot and shared it. On Instagram, you can tag me at @TheRachelHodgins. Nothing makes me happier. And as always, be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you haven't already, subscribe. Subscribe to the show. So many people, it turns out. Like there's this, I can't remember what the statistic is, but there's this massive statistic of people who listen to podcasts but have not actually subscribed. And so if you love listening to this podcast, if you love the Weaving the Wild podcast and you haven't yet subscribed, hit that little button. It means that you won't miss an episode. You'll be front and center every time a new episode drops, which should be weekly. And yeah, that just also helps the show. So hitting that little button makes all the difference. I hope you have a beautiful new moon, gorgeous heart. If you're interested in joining the membership, inside there is also a deep dive energetic breakdown of this Capricorn new moon even further, including a ritual and reflective prompts as well to help you really kind of work in a more tangible way to this energy within your life right now. So all of that's waiting inside the membership, as well as the masterclass and the 2024 vision book and the womb visioning journey and so much more. You will have access to the full meditation library, the full video class library of past classes. It's all in there and you can access it now for $25 Australian a month, and you can cancel anytime. I'll pop the link in the show notes as always. I love you. Have a beautiful new moon. Go gently, go easily, go slowly. And I will see you in the next episode, my love. Thank you for listening to the Weaving the Wild podcast. I'm walking my path here on Dja Dja Wurrung country, and I acknowledge the Dja Dja Wurrung elders past and present.